the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up is for ABC Blinds up to 40% off Tober.
Remember when fish and chips was a cheap family meal on a Sunday or Friday night or
and
whatever?
And these days you can go out, you can spend, $60, $70.
Yeah.
For fish and chips to feed a family of four.
I mean,
and $5 worth of chips
the
doesn't...
The minimum of chips will still get you a mound of chips that you can't even get through, but the fish itself, a bit pricey.
I don't know.
But I'll tell you what, if it's good...
If it's good, then why not? But I've been to fish and chip shops before where I've gone, I'll have $5 worth of chips, and it'd be lucky to come in one of those small buckets.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, you need to go to the fish and chip shop near my house.
Which one's that?
Well, you ask for a piece of fish and the minimum of chips, and it's like you need two hands.
Really?
To carry your parcel out of the shop.
That is the dream.
That's Ziggy's dream. She loves fish and chips day. Yeah.
We're in the middle of Australia's best fish and chips awards at the moment. fishandchipsawards.com.au. Mm. We're waiting on the winner to be announced because there are some of the top voted fish and chip shops in WA that are on their way to the awards.
I tell you what, there's a lot of West Australian representation
here.
And a lot of it comes from down south. And up north. But there's a few locals as well. In fact, funnily enough, speaking of my Ziggy, my dog, where she gets her hair cut, right next door, the Brighton Fish and Chips in Muriel Avenue in Innaloo.
Is that right?
That's one of the top voted fish and chip shops in WA.
I've been to the Arcade Fish and Chips in Rockingham a fair bit. I don't mind that one. I quite like that one. And Silvio's. Oh, my goodness. Silvio's in Gosnells on Albany Highway there. Drive past it every night on my way home, think to myself, one of these days, you're going to get a stop in there again. Because we used to go there when we were kids, because we only lived in Queen's Park when we were growing up. So it was just around the corner. And in Queen's Park, even though this one's not on the list, but they've just changed hand recently, but across the side from the Queen's Park train station is another fish and chip share in the little sort of complex there next to St. Joseph's and all that sort of stuff. And that place is doing really well. And actually, when you go there and you ask for four pieces of fish and chips, you always come home with five. They always throw
pieces
an extra one in there.
Oh, yeah, I love it when they do that.
It's so good.
At least just a little one.
It's the best.
Here's one that I can vouch for on the list of nominated for the top fish and chips in WA. The Woodlands Fish and Chip Shop.
Oh, yeah.
In Woodlands Village. I have to stop there. I mean, I've been to the fish and chip shop there, but it's just torturous to stop at the Farmer Jack's there on the way home because you get the smell.
Of course.
And you have to walk through that smell to get into the supermarket to just grab your tin of baked beans or whatever you're going to have that night. Walk back out through that smell.
Is it just fish and chips for you, or do you pick a couple of other things off the menu?
Well, I like some calamari. I like a couple of squid rings.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I've got to get a crab stick.
Really?
I always have to get a crab stick.
I used to love those corn things when I was a kid.
But corn jacks.
Have them. That was like a...
You were never allowed to have them?
Not really, because we were told there's as much rubbish in that as a chico roll. It's like, well, we're already having fish and chips. The damn thing's battered and fried. Let's not get precious.
If we have a night where we go around Mum and Dad's house, because they still live in Queen's Park, and we have like a family fish and chips night, and we get it from the local, far out. The box we come back with, there's 10 pieces of fish in there, there must be $20 worth of chips, but there's half a dozen corn shacks.
Well, that's great. If you have enough people, you can
And then just straight in the middle, in the middle of the table, no plates, nothing, none of that.
No,
you use the paper.
Use the paper as a napkin.
Vinegar on your chips?
Absolutely, as possible.
I
drowned.
I hope this one gets in there just for the name.
Yeah.
Chewett Hill's Oh My Cod.
Oh my God. Well, there's Mad Fish and Chips in Denmark. There's everywhere from Augusta, Denmark, right up to Exmouth has made the list.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We're here for ABC Blinds up to 40% off Tober. For a free measure and quote, head to abcblinds.com.au.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We're talking about marathon efforts. A lot happened over the weekend, and it all came together for one massive marathon effort. $38 million raise, a new record
done,
for telethon.
WA.
Well done. Just unreal.
All of you. Everyone.
What have we got here? Your man in Kewdale. Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Good.
We went, I took myself and my daughter, 12-year-old. She's as tall as me, a little bit taller and as big as me. So we decided to go to Matagarrett Bridge Testing Run. And we thought we were just going to be asked to walk over the bridge, but they wanted us to walk backwards and forwards for about 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Because there was, students from Curtin Uni.
Yeah.
And we had to walk on the left side for about an hour and then on the right side.
Yep.
And then we gave up after 2.5 hours, and it was an unusually warm winter day.
Yeah.
And they kept bringing out water, and we were drinking water. Then you have to get up, you can't get off the bridge to go to the toilet.
Oh, no.
Just pee off
the
side.
So we were just walking up and down, and then I just...
Spoken like a boy.
Unfortunately, I had to use my daughter as an excuse to say that that's it, we just had to go.
Yeah.
Because they needed a specific amount of people, but yeah, 3 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
There's something in it that for everyone. Intense. Always take a charge.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what kids are for. Nicolette in Crakey, what's your marathon effort?
I did a bit of a binge watch when I was pregnant with my first child and I went on maternity leave. I have got time on my hands, as you do, and I decided I'm going to binge watch all 5 seasons of Breaking Bad. It took me about a week.
A week?
Oh, Nicolette, yep. I salute you.
Yeah, that's a ripper.
Yep. Breaking Bad and maternity leave. It's all.
Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it? It's absolutely perfect. They come together beautifully.
Yeah.
Wayne in South Lake, what's your marathon effort?
Yeah, g'day. Mine's a little bit strange, but my marathon effort was I slept for about 36 hours.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Oh, that's yes, I salute you for that too.
Was there a reason?
What led up to that?
I'd been a bit tired and a little bit sick. Ended up waking up about 5 or 6 times going to the toilet, but just sort of went to the toilet, went back to bed, just went back to sleep, and just was just that tired. I just kept going to sleep.
Mate.
As I said, I'm pretty tired, and I wasn't feeling real well. So
it was
a combination of the two, but was certainly
all of a sudden,
I sort of got up and went to have something to eat, and I said, Oh, you're up finally. I said, I've only been in bed about 12 hours. I said, no, it's like 36. What?
It's Sunday.
Yeah. Dean Yokine, tell us about your marathon effort.
Hi, I made 25 dozen fruit mince pies, Christmas pies, for to fundraise for Free the Bears.
Oh,
that is a magnificent effort. And for a magnificent cause.
Yes, well
done. Oh, you should have seen me. 3 litres of brandy.
Oh,
not
my
in me, in
God,
the pie.
Yes. I think I would have been having a little bit, for the pie and a bit for me by the end of that.
Absolutely. Hey, one more here. We've got Wayne in Champion Lakes. Tell us about this one, mate.
I played backgammon underwater for 24 hours for the Guinness Book of Records.
Really?
And did you crack it?
Oh, yeah, smashed it.
Well done.
Have you still got it? You still hold the record?
As far as I know, yeah.
Underwater backgammon.
But what goes into that? You obviously, is it, are you completely submerged and you've got respiratory gear, all that sort of stuff? And is it a plastic backgammon board or what are you, yeah?
Yeah, it was a plastic backgammon board. We had the dice and all that sitting in a Vegemite jar upside down away.
Yeah.
There was 4 of us in the tank. It was at the Albany show weekend back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, of course, leading it, we had, the local solar people with the solar water supplying solar panels.
Yep.
Of course, typical Albany show, overcast for a week, raining. So the tank wasn't too warm at all. We had trouble with the inside of the tank, all the blacks shell coat come off.
Oh, mate.
In the water, and in the end, we couldn't see 2 feet in front of us.
Oh.
I was wearing 2 6-mil wetsuits to keep warm.
Oh, well done. You're in the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. That Rush Hour catch-up was for ABC Blinds up to 40% off Tober.